Ladies and gentlemen, of course, before I introduce our first speaker of the day, I'd also want to give a special thank you to the members of the CFA Society and, of course, members of the press who have joined us here today. Please do report kindly on us and show the world that actuaries can and do have fun. You'll prove me right, right? Thank you. And without any further ado, I'd like to introduce the chairman of the Actuarial Society, who's going to do the official welcome today. And Andrew Davison is the chairman of the ASA Investment Committee after serving as a member for many years. Andrew is head of advice at Old Mutual Corporate Consultants and has over 20 years' experience in investments ranging from investment product development for both life companies and asset managers to consulting on all aspects of investment strategy to a variety of retirement funds and other institutions, including medical aids, trusts and charities. Andrew has served on various trustee boards and management committees of retirement funds. He is a regular speaker on retirement and investment matters at industry events and conferences such as the one we find ourselves at today. So, ladies and gentlemen, a warm round of applause, please, for the chairman of the ASA Investment Committee, Andrew Davison.
Thank you, Samke. Morning, everybody. Thanks for joining us today. Just quick few words on behalf of the Investment Committee. This is the 10th annual investment seminar. And thank you to Hildegard, who I think has organized all 10 of those. So lots of work. Just quickly, the Investment Committee, we're one of the practice area committees of ASA, obviously. We basically support and advise counsel, and we inform the society's members on matters that are of relevance to investment actuaries in South Africa. We have quite a big committee, actually, and we've got a lot of people with a lot of knowledge from lots of different areas of investment. So it's really great because our quarterly committee meeting, we always have a debate topic, and it's really a very lively and valuable debate, some topic that we select that is of relevance to investment actuaries at that particular time, and there's always obviously a lot to talk about. In terms of the committee, we also do work with a number of stakeholders like the CFA Society, the JSE, ASISA. Obviously, there's also always a lot of regulation that hits us, not just in the investment industry, but in the financial industry in general. And we do take it very seriously that we need to review all of that material and provide comments back to National Treasury or the regulators to make sure that the legislation that we're getting really does make sense for the industry and for the clients. We also support members in terms of things like this event, CPD event, that we're at today and various others as well. We also support the society's research efforts in the investment space, and we're also involved in the education in terms of the investment subjects. We do have a microsite, which I was hoping was going to be displayed somewhere. Basically, it's a site that you can sign up to there. We've got a few hundred actuaries actually that do use the site. We try to keep it updated with relevant information. We do also have quite a few students that I think find the microsite quite useful. Please ask questions today. Make it interactive. We don't want to just have the speakers droning on. Not that they're going to drone on. They're going to be very interesting. What else did I need to say? Again, another thank you to our sponsors, Satrix, Camissa, and 91. We really value their support, obviously. Please have a great day. Hopefully there's going to be lots of interesting information. And thank you very much for attending.